You're with Russ and Nadia on ABC Radio Perth.
When we think of organisations that are close to our heart as West Australians, the Royal Flying Doctor Service is right up there. And on Saturday, their skills were tested when they had to rescue a badly injured German tourist in the remote Kimberley. They were literally in the middle of nowhere. 26-year-old Scrollen Hass-Campling was hiking with friends at Dolerite Gorge. She was swinging off the branch of a baobab tree when she got into trouble. The branch snapped and Scrollen fell on the rocks below. Badly injured and barely able to move, what followed was a mammoth 8-hour effort to rescue her. I went to visit her in hospital to find out exactly what happened.
We were on a road trip on the Gibb River Road, and there was a Dolomite Gorge, and we just wanted to hike it. It was like just about before lunchtime, and we hiked it, and we went for a swim in one of the pools, and my friend saw one of the baobab trees and it had a vine on it, and she was like, "Hey, look at me, I'm Tarzan." And I had to look, and I was like, "Yeah, so cool." So I hung on it, and it was also fine. The second time I hung on it, like, I just don't really remember, but like suddenly I just felt this impact on my ribs, and like I saw the ground on a horizontal level, and my head hit the stone. And so, like, apparently, I didn't know in that moment what happened, but, like, apparently the vine snapped in the middle, and I just, like, kind of fell down. I fell straight on the rocks. At first, we were, like, super scared, so I just, like, laid there, because you hear about spinal injuries, like, don't move anything. There was no phone reception. Like, my friend went back to other friends. We were traveling with, like, 16 people. And some of them hiked back to the parking lot to find help because I couldn't get up. I didn't know what was wrong, and my ribs hurt, like, a lot.
You said you've described how you felt like there was a bubble in your chest. Can you tell me about that?
Just couldn't breathe. Like, it wasn't the pain. It was more that there was, like, something, like, inflating or, like, just getting really big in my chest underneath my ribs. So there was just no space for my lungs to inflate. And so I had to sit, like, with my cross-legged, with my, like, back leaned forwards.
How did you get help?
There were some, like, really fit guys. They made them walk this hike back, which took them, like, about 45 minutes because it was, like, through a river and, like, across this really rocky path. And they got to the parking lot and had to drive to the campground. And thank God, apparently there were two nurses. Their names were Pam and Alice, and they came right away. They assessed me, and they said they would be in contact with the Royal Flying Doctor Service, so they would figure out how to get me out of there, because I had no idea how to get out of there.
How did they get you out?
When they arrived, at first they did, like, they also assessed me and gave me a lot of painkiller, because before I was without painkillers for the first 6 hours. When they saw that I could, with help, walk a little bit, they decided that they wouldn't put me on a stretcher, but rather walk me back, because that was safer for everyone. Because it was, I mean, we had to walk through a river, so they told me I had to walk back. I did not know if I could do that. All of them, like, built a chain. Some of them went in the front to, like, look which path is the best path for me. And some of the people stood, like, next to me. So I always had someone left and someone right in case I fell. It was still so hard to walk there because, yeah.
It was a grade 4 hike.
Yeah, and it took me, like, a bit more than 2 hours to hike that. And I mean, you had to be so careful for every step you took, because all these stones were, like, wiggly and sometimes wet. And so, I mean, everyone did such a great effort. They were all standing in the river, kind of pushing my feet against the rocks to give me some support. I also couldn't really lean on my left leg or my left side in general because of the instability in my ribs. After I had done this hike, they put me in a car and drove me to the airstrip. And then, yeah, they put me in that plane. But I still couldn't lay down because I still couldn't breathe laying down. So they kind of, like, tried to sit me down. But, yeah, they were really great, especially during the whole hike and stuff. They tried to like keep my mind off of things. I was talking the whole time because I'm a molecular scientist myself, and I actually applied to the Brim Hospital at some point for a job because I wanted to help during the corona research. And I was like talking to them because I thought like maybe they, I will be in their mind now, so they will get me a job.
What were your injuries in the end?
I have two fractured ribs, and I had like a bruise outside of my lung, which had like felt like it was inflating.
What do you say to the people that helped you, and you know, particularly those, the two nurses, obviously, that were on holiday, but also the doctors with the RFDS, because you're pretty lucky.
Yeah, so lucky that they came, and they were so great. Like, they were really, like, on top of things and so organized. Although I was in such a remote place, it took them, like, only an hour to fly there, kind of. And it was amazing how organized they were. Even the pilot came down to help me. Like, usually that doesn't happen, apparently. And the nurses, they were also so nice. They called me. They checked up on me every, like, second day now to see if I'm okay. And also, the Royal Flying Doctors, they sent me an email, like, texting me if I was okay. And, yeah, I was just really, really lucky and really happy about the help. Yeah,
we're pretty lucky to have the RFDS, yes. I've got to say. You were hoping to stay in WA for another year. You had a job lined up at a farm in the northwest. This accident puts your plans at risk. Can you just explain what's happened?
I was going to work on a pumpkin farm, and yeah, obviously with my injuries now, this is not possible at the moment because I can't work physically for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And my visa is running, my working holiday visa is running out in the middle of October. I only had 33 days left that I still had to accomplish. I already did most of my farm work.
You had to work for another 33 days to get an extension on your visa.
Exactly, to get a second year. If you calculate, there's not enough time to complete these 33 days after my I am healed. And I heard now that apparently there will be an issue with the extension of my visa. And I don't understand that because I did everything. I made every effort to work. I've done most of my farm work already, and I'd really, really like to stay here. I just really want to help the people here as well, if it is with farming or in the corona diagnostic unit, because I am a skilled worker, and I don't understand. Like, I hope that I will get some help and support to be able to stay here.